This is Your County with North Yorkshire County Council on Stray FM. Now, young mothers are benefiting from a special project in Harrogate. It's called Musical Mums and is run by youth music development charity NIMAS. We've been finding out more from Director Heidi Johnson.
NIMAS supports a range of different musical activities, and some of these activities are particularly aimed at early years children. So that's children between the ages of 0 and 5 years old. And one of the very long-running and successful projects that we've supported and developed is called Musical Mums. And it's a project that's run by our delivery partner, Harrogate International Festivals. And it's run on a weekly basis at the Wesley Chapel in Harrogate. And it offers young mums up to the age of 25 years old the chance to come and have a welcoming music session with a professional musician, where they can make music with their children and also enjoy being around other mums as well, whereas they might not be so easily networked into traditional parent support groups.
Just explain how long this project has been going.
Well, the project's been running for nearly 8 years now. So it is a very long-running project, and it's now, as I say, working out of the Wesley Chapel in the very centre of Harrogate. It meets every week on a Tuesday afternoon from 1 till 2 p.m. and it's delivered by a fantastic musician called Hannah Dilworth.
And what's the feedback been from mums who are involved in the group?
Well, I think the mums who are involved in the group, they get many different things from attending. Firstly, obviously, it's a great way of interacting positively with their children through music. Music is a great way of communicating. The children themselves, they can see them growing in confidence. They're learning lots of new skills. They're learning to take turns. They're learning the basics of a rhythm. But also for the mums themselves, it's about a support network, about coming together and socialising with other families as well in a really sort of welcoming environment. And we have really fantastic feedback from the mums, and some of them have been attending for a long time now, and they've really sort of developed their own confidence in singing and making music with children, and that's something that they can take back into the home as well.
Is this a group that you're always looking for other people to join?
The group is always open for other people to join, yes. Like I say, it's aimed at mums who are 25 years old and younger, primarily. But if people would like to find out more information about it, they can just visit the Harrogate International Festivals website, which is harrogateinternationalfestivals.com/musical-mums. And you can find out when and where they meet.
Fantastic. And I also see that you have a new songbook for infants as well. Just tell us a bit about that.
Yes, well, NIMAS runs a network for people working in early years music across North Yorkshire. And as part of this network, we've been putting out a call for original songs to be written for a new NIMAS early years songbook. And the idea behind the songbook is that it's exploring ideas of modern childhoods. So songs exploring what it is to be a child today and all the diversity of childhoods that we might experience. We've got some different themes for the songbook, friendships and playing, family and time at home, travelling and outings, and special events. And we're inviting composers and songwriters, especially those who are based in North Yorkshire, to submit their ideas for songs about contemporary childhoods. And we've received some fantastic suggestions so far. We're going to be putting together a printed songbook and CD featuring children singing the songs, and we'll be publishing that mid-2017.
As we've talked about before, music is a really important part of a child's development, isn't it?
Absolutely. It can bring so much, I mean, in terms of enjoyment, but also, as I've mentioned, in terms of personal and social skills for young people as well, how they interact with their peers, how they interact with adults, what it can mean for their other areas of their life, their sort of educational achievements, how young children develop in terms of fine and gross motor skills as well. Everything can be helped through music.
So these are two of many projects you're working on. Are there any others coming up in the next few months that people would be interested in getting involved in?
Well, we have a lot of music projects ongoing across North Yorkshire. In Harrogate, this is the main activity that we've got, but further afield over in Scarborough, listeners might be interested to know about an accessible music project we run there, which enables disabled and non-disabled children to make music together. That's called the SCAMPS project, and that takes place at the street in Scarborough on every Tuesday evening at 6 o'clock. And if people are interested in finding out more about our activities, they can visit our website, which is nymas.org.uk.